Network Marketing 2.0, episode 096. For more marketing training and more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend Ola here from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm excited. This is the week that we're going to hit 100 episode of Network Marketing 2.0. I'm very excited. I plan on bringing you some really serious, phenomenal training this week, but we're going to keep it short, as sweet as possible. On this episode, I want to talk to you about how to join the top 1% income earners in network marketing using attraction marketing. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. And here's the deal. It can be confusing to a lot of people. See, it was just last week I was talking to someone. I decided to engage with a couple of people on Facebook. I pretty much in most cases have marketing in places that does all the selling, all the marketing. Even when it comes to high tickets, I have people that pretty much do all my coachings and do all my sales and close all the people on the phone. I have all those things in place. Just last week, I personally decided that I wanted to engage a few people and see what's going on. So I asked this person, I said, hey, what's going on with your business? How are you marketing? And she told me, well, she's using attraction marketing. I was like, okay, how are you generating leads? You know? And she said, no, I use attraction marketing. I was like, that's somebody that's not doing anything about their business. That's very obvious. Here's the deal. Maybe you don't even know what I'm talking about right now, but let me explain it to you. Attraction marketing is a mindset concept. Okay, it is not a marketing strategy. It is not a click and exposure generating strategy. Okay, however, when you do go after generating clicks and exposure, attraction marketing is a way. It's a way of life. It's a way of the mind that you need to put in position to allow you to become the chasee and not the chaser. What that means is that people chase after you with their credit cards in hand, getting ready to get started, as opposed to you chasing them around, begging them to get started. That's what attraction marketing does in your business. And I'm going to give you an idea here. Think about that person that's already on Google searching. Okay, they're already searching for a solution, and you're just there ready for them because you did some research and you're ready to present them with a solution, right? For their problem, for an existing problem. That's attraction marketing right there. But the method to generating that lead, it's not attraction marketing. You actually went to set up an AdWords campaign on Google, YouTube, whatever, to attract that person. Okay, let's look at another example. Let's say you set up you wrote some articles that's search engine optimized. In other words, you've done some things, you've reverse engineered some things that allows the search engine to show you to your prospect whenever they're searching for a solution to an existing problem. And when somebody is searching, they find you, boom. When they find you, you're right there, ready to go, and you are giving them the solution. Your method of generating that traffic of human beings to your website is not attraction marketing. The method is search engine optimization. The mindset that allows you to generate that lead, that allows you to be positioned as a person of credibility, of integrity, as a person of authority, most importantly. In other words, as a person that looks like the expert that has the keys to the solution, right? What allowed you to do that is what we call attraction marketing. It's a way of life. It's not a income, it's not a clicks or exposure generating method or strategy. It's a way of life. It's a way of business, a way of the mind when you're generating, new customers for your business. There are some customers that you have to hard sell them. In other words, they weren't looking for you. In other words, they don't have an existing problem. That method of marketing will burn you out and will pretty much waste your money in this time and age. The truth of the matter is that the most effective and efficient way for you to spend your marketing dollars is to embed attraction marketing as a mindset into that game. In other words, that somebody is searching for you already. All you have to do is do some research, right? Do some research. Find out the psychology of a person, of your ideal customer. Your ideal customer is somebody that's already searching for what you have to offer. Okay? I'm going to give you an example here. I was listening to another podcast yesterday, and somebody created a little tool that will allow lawyers to track their time. Does lawyers want to track their time already? Do they get paid by the hour? Absolutely, they get paid by the hour. That's how they bill their clients. So if somebody create a solution to make that a lot more easier than having to record by pen and then having to transfer to a computer later, if somebody design a solution for that, that's attraction marketing. All right, now how to generate the customer, how to go look for the lawyer, how to go attract those attorneys, right? That is not attraction marketing. You will need specific skill set on generating clicks and exposure for a presentation, for a free demo, something like that. You will need to master that skill set before you can move forward, before you can acquire a customer. And those two things should not be mixed together. Attraction marketing, law of attractions, it's a concept. It's a way of life. It's not a income or clicks generating strategy. It is an income generating strategy, but it's not a clicks. It's not a traffic generation strategy. You need to actually learn a skill set. It could be Facebook. It could be Facebook advertising. It could be AdWords, Google search engine optimizing. It could also be pay-per-view. It could be media buying, solo ads, generating clicks. Has to be a proactive act. It's not something you do in a reactive manner. Reactive is attraction marketing. You pretty much position yourself as the authority. You can do that by giving a lot of content away into the marketplace and things like that. I just want you to see the difference. Attraction marketing is not a click or traffic generation method. It's a concept and a way of life and a way of business. Is a positionally reactive strategy that allows you to be positioned as the expert. It allows you to close sales a lot more easier without even trying to close sales. People already want to work with you. That's why we call it attraction marketing, right? But you will still need, let me repeat that, you need to learn the skills of generating the actual human beings, the customers, the clicks, the exposure for your presentation. All right. So hopefully that was clear enough. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I can't wait to hit 100th episode here. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.